It is Free Radio. I'm Adam Wilbourn. Very pleased to be joined tonight on the phone by OWS, who you may probably know as Arishay from JLS. Hello, mate.
How are you, mate? How are you, Ad?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, really, really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us on the phone. I hear it's from what used to be Ronnie Corbett's house.
Yes, indeed.
That is a snazzy claim to fame. I like that.
Yeah.
Lovely to have you on. Now, the first thing I obviously have to ask you about is the new name, OWS. Mm. For people who don't know this, this is your initials, right?
Yes, my initials. The S, I don't really know what it stands for, so I'm leaving it up to everybody else to tell me what okay. The S means. But Arishay Williams, OW, and the S just came.
That's fair enough. And this is presumably to sort of, you know, people will know you obviously as Arishay from JLS. This is sort of to make you, almost a new artist.
Yeah, I guess I am starting from. I feel like I've started from scratch. I feel like I'm creating a brand new thing, you know, musically. And I've just kind of decided that I'm going to just completely do it, have a fresh start, because this is more of a, you know, an extension of who I am as an individual, I guess.
Mm. Well, the amazing thing about this is when the single Waterline was first put up online, people didn't even know it was you who was OWS.
Yeah, because, you know, I'll be honest with you, Adam, is I didn't originally plan or know that I was ever going to do music solo. I after the JLS split, I just went into the studio and I just continued to make music because I just couldn't stay away from being creative for too long. And it was my producers who said to me, oh, you know, people have got to hear this. And I was like, I don't want anyone to know it's me. So naturally in the studio process, you know, I came up with OWS, and I just thought, oh, if I put it on SoundCloud under OWS, no one's going to know it's me. So then it, you know, and then I don't know, things evolved, and then I decided, you know, once, you know, people were like, you know, actually, oh, why don't you do this for real? Mm. I thought, you know, actually, I'll keep OWS.
Absolutely. I think it's great to see that, because a lot of the time you see people obviously split from a boy band and stay as who they are, and almost you're sort of tarred with the same brush, aren't you?
Yeah. I think you're right there, yeah.
I think it was just like the other day that it was 2 years since the announcement that JLS were obviously going to go their separate ways for a bit. So is that what you've been up to? You've been in the studio, you've just been working on stuff just to almost keep yourself busy?
Yeah, you know what? It's not even to keep myself busy. I love being creative. I love creating. Obviously, you know, I put together JLS, you know, and, you know, I love putting things together. And I just think I put one thing together, I can put more things together. And, you know, I had my debut solo show the other day.
Yes.
In London, which was just, you know, it was so humbling that so many people came out. You know, the place was sold out. And the feedback that I got from a lot of the media, magazines, you know, radio, everyone, has just been, you know, so amazing. You know, I couldn't ask for a better kind of, I don't know, like better reviews.
Yeah.
And it's cool because, you know, when you're just making music for yourself, you don't even know if people are really going to feel it, because I'm not making formula music for radio. I'm not manufacturing records for the consumer. I'm just like literally in the studio enjoying myself. And if you feel it, you feel it. If you don't, you don't. So it's just very humbling that actually what's happened is that a lot of people have really kind of been drawn to what I've been creating.
Oh, no, absolutely. You've got some support from some incredible names. I mean, it first started off when you were sort of mentioned by the likes of, you know, Jay-Z and Kanye West. That must have been an amazing time for you.
Oh, insane. You know, I think that was real validation that actually, oh, you know, you're making music that is worthwhile putting out. You know, I was literally, when I put the record on SoundCloud, we got a message from Kanye West's label, Good Music. And they were like, you know, we really love this. Who are you? I want to get in touch. And they didn't know I had any musical background at all. It was as if they're just discovering a new artist for the first time. And we thought they were lying and that it wasn't them. And then it turned out that it was actually them. And then soon afterwards, Kanye's rapper Pusha T, who was on Justin Timberlake's first single, you know, got in touch, and they were like, you know, we want to roll with you, oh, we want to collaborate with you, and then very soon after that, it got to Jay-Z's people's ears, and they leaked the record through Jay-Z's website, Life and Times, and you know, from then on, it's just been upwards from then.
Absolutely. And you mentioned your first solo show. What was that like then? Because you're so used, presumably, to going on stage with the JLS lads.
Mm. It was quite emotional. Some of the boys came to support, which was really nice. You know, a good friend of mine, you know, brother in this business, Labyrinth, was there with me. Laura Mavula, you know, some really, really cool friends of mine. And, you know, it was emotional enough for everyone, because it was like, you know, I'd been working 2 years in the studio, no one's hearing this music, and that was a night where people got to hear what I'd been doing. And, you know, and so many fans came out to support, and it was sold out. And, you know, it was really, I can't put it any other way, but just, it was quite amazing. It was really quite amazing. And, you know, obviously me by myself, a lot of influences that I have, from Prince to James Blake to Coldplay to James Brown to, you know, all of these influences, I guess, speak through my music. So people got to really kind of feel the vibe and, you know, the energy. And it was really amazing. And, you know, anyway, I've got Wireless coming up, Wireless Festival, I've been confirmed on as well. So that's really exciting.
Oh, absolutely. And like you say, I saw on your Twitter all the support you were getting. And obviously the former JLS lads, some of them were there, some of them were tweeting their support. So it's nice to see you're all still close after you went your separate ways.
Yeah, it's important. We went through a lot together. And, you know, those boys are my brothers and my family. And, you know, and it's very important that, you know, I even on the night, I even said to everyone that was there that I'm very grateful for the, you know, for my boys, for, you know, for being a part of my life and my journey up until this point. You know, if it wasn't for them, then I wouldn't even be able to make music still, you know. So that's something I think is always important, to show gratitude for everyone who's been part of your journey.
And was it nice for you after JLS to have this element of creativity back? Obviously, you boys had an input throughout the whole time of JLS, but when it's just you, presumably you're calling all of the shots.
It's a very good question. I never knew that it would be nice. Obviously, being the founding member, you know, you don't want things to end. But, you know, when it did end, and, you know, I didn't know that I would actually... That making music for myself would actually be quite therapeutic. I was able to get a lot off my chest. A lot of the music that I write is from very personal experiences, and can be sometimes very uncomfortable, because, you know, I'm talking about really real things, and, you know, people around me that experience different things as well. So, you know, it was really refreshing, actually, and I didn't even know it would be. Because I was able to, I've really been able to just let go musically, and just express myself.
It's great to hear that. I mean, obviously, everyone will always be asking about a JLS reunion, and all you boys have gone your separate ways at the moment. Obviously, Marvin's doing all his stuff on telly and radio. And is it a case of yes, but not quite yet?
You know, I always say, you never know what the future holds. And, you know, right now, I think everyone's got their own individual responsibilities and four different diaries. So in the immediate future, I would say it's very, very highly unlikely. But, you know, you never know. And at the end of the day, we're still cool. And, you know, the boys, you know, we still work with each other in, you know, different ways anyway, in different capacities and, you know, in different projects. So, you know, you never know. But I think now's the time to just let everyone breathe individually.
But it must be nice for you lads, mentioning about 2 years, it being 2 years since you said you were all going to go your separate ways, that the fans celebrated that the other day on Twitter, saying they're sort of still here, they're still supporting you lot.
Yeah, it's insane. You know, it really is insane. I had, like, even at my show, right, it really showed me that the fans are really committed. You know, it was my solo show, and literally, the fans... From before, many of, like, one girl there had a tattoo of my name on her back, actually, which was quite kind of crazy. Yeah, it's quite crazy. Yeah, she showed me a tattoo of my name on her back. She was like, "Arisha, look what I got." And I was like, "Oh, wow, that's really cool."
Can you edit that to say OWS? Okay, no, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, my God, I feel bad now because I'm OWS. Is there some way you can change that to OWS?
Just put OWS in brackets underneath, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, it was crazy because they were all there, and they were all, like, from the show from early. Like, the show, like, started at 9:45, and many of them were there from 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's commitment. I like that.
Yeah, it is. It really is. So they still ride with me, you know?